We're back with more of the John Murphy Show on Buffalo Bills Radio.
Monday edition of the John Murphy Show presented by NOCO. John Murphy in the studio. Joining us, defensive back, cornerback, safety, Aaron Williams. I don't know what this bump music is. Apparently, it strikes a chord with you, Aaron. What are we listening to?
I have no idea. I don't know the name.
Russ, can you help us out?
It's called Sweet Nothing.
Yeah, Sweet Nothing. It's
Calvin Harris.
Calvin Harris. Yeah,
yeah. You guys going out clubbing later, the two of you. That'll be good. Hey, Aaron, thanks for coming by. I know it's a busy day and a rough day. It's got to be kind of a bad atmosphere. As much as the fans feel it on a Monday after a loss like that, I'm sure it's much worse in the locker room today.
Oh, yeah, it's two times worse. But, you know, 24-hour rule, we're going to moan and complain, and then tomorrow get ready for Baltimore.
So when does that 24 hours end? Because I'm looking forward to that. When can we put this behind
my 24
it?
Hours, is already over with.
Is it?
When I walked in the building, it's time to get ready for a new week. Can't dread on the pass.
Tell me about, let's talk a little bit about yesterday's game, and it was very early in the game when you found yourself back at your old familiar corner spot. Yeah. You mentioned to me in the locker room you had not taken reps at corner in a while?
Not taken reps since last season. I mean, I forced myself to take reps during the training camp.
Yeah, I remember that.
Just so I wouldn't get rusty at it. But ever since training camp, I haven't taken any snaps at corner.
And why, I mean, again, you do what they tell you to do, but why do you think that was the move they made?
I honestly couldn't tell you why. You have to talk to Mike about it. And, you know, you really don't ask questions when your name's called. You're not going to argue on the sideline, especially during the game time like that, in a special situation like that. I just knew I had to get my corner mentality back and just do the best I could.
What's the difference mentality-wise, safety to corner? What did you have to adjust to?
Just knowing the cornerback rules, knowing the responsibilities for what our scheme has for the cornerbacks, and really just really lock your man up and really just cover your cat the whole way as best you can.
And who did you see, the receiver? You were up against Holmes a couple of times. Were you up against Curley?
I saw all of them.
All of them?
Yeah. From Curley to Holmes to 84.
Yeah, Hill.
Yeah, Hill. Yeah.
They hit deep plays against the secondary. I mean, you guys are down now. Liotis was out. You're without Stephon Gilmore. You're without Jairus Byrd. But just talk about the back end of the defense and what you saw back there and how the Jets were able to hit the deep passes.
We really pretty much just gave them one. To be honest, Justin did a great job of being in the right position. And, you know, it's funny that this happened because I told Justin last night, I said, hey, man, I've been through this a lot coming from last year. I know how he feels. I know that it hurts and it's painful to have a performance like that, knowing that you play the last 2 weeks great. You know, sometimes you're going to have those weeks where you just got to kind of try to find a way to make a play. And unfortunately, Justin just had one of those weeks. And, you know, I have his back. I know how he's feeling. It's the worst feeling in the world to feel like you let your team down, especially in a close game like that. But, you know, I told Justin, get over it. It's a long season. Got to get ready for next week, and we can't let you dread on this. Can't have your confidence down, because I know firsthand if your confidence is down, it's going to be a long year for you.
Aaron, you have a pretty good big picture of this defense. I mean, you played safety and corner in this defense now, and you played in other defenses as well here with the Buffalo Bills. Does this defense put a lot of pressure on corners to play one-on-one, to stay with your guys?
No question about it. We really emphasize our corners to really do a job. We put a lot of stress on them. So if you're going to be a cornerback for the Buffalo Bills, we really got to trust into you and knowing that you're going to do your job and handle your cat. You know, pretty much man-to-man the whole game. It's really one-on-one, mano-a-mano, to see who's the best. And, you know, I still have faith in all the cornerbacks we have, through Liotis to Justin to Brandon Burton to Johnny Adams, everybody. It doesn't matter who we have. I have utmost confidence in our guys.
But it's a pressure, and it's, you know, guys who haven't played quite a bit. I mean, Justin's got a couple of years experience in the league, but some of the other names you mentioned are rookies or newcomers to this roster.
Yeah. I mean, Brandon's his third year. Yeah. And he has good experience, and Johnny, yeah, he's a new kid. But at the same time, we go against receivers every week. We go against Stevie Johnson, who's probably the quickest and off the line in this league. We have the two most fastest guys, Marquise and TJ, and have a great athletic guy like Robert Woods, and you know, guys like Chris Hogan, who was open 24/7 out of nowhere. So You know, when you go against guys like that every week, there's no reason why Sunday should be much easier.
Talking with Aaron Williams, Bills defensive back. We're talking about yesterday's Bills-Jets game as Aaron joins us in studio for a couple more minutes. Geno Smith, who has a reputation of having a big arm, certainly is not afraid to chuck it downfield. I mean, he really they really do force you to cover the entire field the way that their offense is structured.
Yeah, we knew coming into this game that Geno was going to force balls down the field. Looking back at all the film, you know, he throws a great vertical ball. I mean, as you can see last night, a lot of those balls were perfect throws. I mean, you couldn't get any better coverage. And, you know, with a playmaker like that, you just got to have your technique down to a T. And, you know, you got to give your hats off to Geno.
You guys go into meetings, in an hour or so to look at the video? 11?
About 20 minutes.
20 minutes?
Yeah.
What do you think that's going to be like with Coach Henderson today? I mean, is there, and you've been in this before, but is it yelling and screaming? Is it corrections? Is it instruction? What is it? What's the atmosphere like?
You know, each coach is different. I've dealt with two defensive back coaches, and for the most part, I noticed that the screaming and yelling doesn't really help at all. These guys know that we're hurting inside, and they know that we wish we had a better performance, but at the same time, they know that we tried our hardest. They know we didn't go out there half speed. They know we didn't just go out there and give them 80% of our effort. They know we gave them our all. With Donnie, I mean, he's just going to explain how we could have done it better. I mean, there won't be any screaming or yelling. Really just coaching us and teaching us how to bounce back from a difficult week like this.
Until you get in that meeting, I have a feeling you won't know the answer to this question, but what do you think the future holds for you, like the immediate future, not knowing, you know, Leota's status yet and the rest of it? Corner, safety, what do you think?
I honestly couldn't, like you said, I couldn't answer that until we hit the meetings, but I'm pretty sure I'll be back at safety. I think we have the utmost respect for the guys we have behind Leota's, and like I said, I trust those guys. I mean, they work just like we do, day in and day out, and as long as they keep working and improve themselves this week during practice, I don't see why I have to go back a corner.
And it strikes me how you sat in that chair with us way back in the spring, and I could tell you weren't happy about the move to safety. You've embraced the safety position now, haven't you? You kind of like it, don't you?
Yeah, I love it. I mean, just the fact that it keeps me in the open field, not worried about one person. And I can actually read the quarterback and read his eyes and move around the field and be around the ball more. And I feel like a cornerback, you're isolated from the ball until that ball is thrown to you. Last night, it was funny that I told Leota's, man, I felt really helpless out there. Like, I felt I couldn't help my team out trying to get interceptions. I mean, you can't do anything if they don't throw your way.
Whereas safety, you can...
Safety, you're in the run game, you're in the pass game. You know, you read quarterback, you can make... You could take chances, you could gamble sometimes. And, you know, last night I just had to cover my guy, and I felt really helpless. But, you know, my guys did a great job of trying to...
6-7 months ago, could you ever imagine you'd feel that way about the safety position?
Not at all.
What changed?
Oh, man, just my confidence is really high being a safety, and then now going at cornerback, just letting the coaches know that I'm really versatile, that, you know, I can go both ways. If you need me at cornerback or a safety, you know, anytime you need me at any position, I'm there to make plays. I'm there. I'm going to give you my all. You're going to have to drag me off the field before, you know, any kind of situation like last year happened again.
Aaron, best of luck to you. Thanks.
I appreciate it.
Aaron Williams stopping by our studio this Monday morning. The John Murphy Show presented by NOCO. We'll get back to your calls in a moment. We're live at One Bills Drive on Buffalo Bills Radio.